for now, I wanted to speak about the World Heritage List, and the current number is 878 sites on the World Heritage List. And the question that we have is whether you have any sense of how big the list was anticipated to be at the start of the convention, because you were there, and then whether or not it's too big or too small, or whether it should be capped or not capped. Are there implications to the size of the list?
I think early on, no one anticipated approaching 1,000 properties on the list. I think that people were stretching their imagination trying to think of the 100 foremost properties. I feel it's, well, however commendable, it's been undisciplined. And I think the imbalance of cultural properties and natural properties, while perhaps even foreordained from Madame Sadat's first observation, it's been very unfortunate. I think it's been inflationary, and with inflation, like with everything else, the individual merits and values diminish with numbers. And I feel that, particularly in the cultural properties, although far from my expertise, I feel that the number of cultural properties is very, very unfortunate. However valuable sites may be at a national level, I really feel that the comprehension of as many cultural properties on the World Heritage List diminishes the individual importance of them. And I do regret that. I think it's not with regret do you look back at the 878, was it? What you do is look forward and in serious discussion, emphasize that the tentative list is inflationary, regardless of what's on it, and that the countries simply must restrain themselves, and the committee must restrain itself in acceptance of any further properties, natural or cultural. And only in the most unusual and globally significant circumstances, consider one additional property. That isn't capping it. That's placing your hand on its head. I don't know whether that can be done amicably or if it will ever be done, but I see no other alternative. I don't think one sets a target and says 1,500 is the ultimate limit. Because if there are 1,500, there'll be 1,501. So I think the effort should be focused on winnowing out the tentative list. Winnowing and winnowing and winnowing. And the committee to accept the responsibility. The professional responsibility, not necessarily the political one, of being so very selective and insist on the advisory bodies playing an active and significant role in that process, and not just let the tide continue to come in.